Literacy's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses, including Agent 99, Allure Hair Extension Room, Atomica, Black Dog Tavern, Brian's Record Option, Cheremare Spa, Diane's Fish Shack and Smokehouse, Gray Mulkin's Wireworks, and Minotaur Games and Gifts. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via cfrc.ca.
Set CFRC music and keep your finger on the pulse of Kingston's best music mix.
CFRC 101.9 FM has launched its annual funding drive to raise $25,000 to support station operations, news and creative programming, and upgrades to our recording and performance studios. You can make a difference. Visit CFRC.ca right now and make your gift. Get a tax receipt through Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. More information at CFRC.ca. Thank you for your support.
Good afternoon. It's 2 o'clock. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash with Aaron, broadcasting live out of Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's University campus in Kingston, Ontario. I hope you are having a wonderful day. Mine, I feel, you know what, I was going to say it's just getting started. I think that's wrong. I have been up since 8 o'clock this morning, and that is the earliest I've been up in, I think, years that I didn't really have to be. Today's been my errand day, I think, before I'm kind of not here for the rest of the weekend, or kind of have to buckle down again. This week's been really chill for me. I think that kind of translates into my set list for today. Just really, really chill, awesome stuff going on. Lots of some new Canadian stuff as well. And then some throwbacks that I'm very excited to share with you if you haven't heard them before. I hope that you've also been... I feel as though I haven't been putting as much effort into my playlist as of late, but I'm feeling a bit uninspired, or rather everything that I want to play is kind of not what I am required to play, so I've kind of been struggling to find that balance, I suppose, of I don't know, I'm feeling very nostalgic as of late, which I can maybe kind of give some background to in a bit when it becomes more relevant. But yeah, feeling very nostalgic, very relaxed. I hope everyone else is feeling fairly relaxed as well. I know it's been a very, very difficult week, a very long week, I would say. I had a very laid back week as well, but I don't know, it still was as long for me as everyone else, so I'm not sure whether I'm grateful or not to have that stress on me. Yeah, but apparently, you know what? I called my mom earlier after my class was done, and she thought it was an emergency, and then when she called, she didn't pick up at first, and then she called me back, and she thought I was dying, because we're not really ones to call each other unless it's someone's dying, which I think is really funny, because I hear about from a lot of my peers and such that they call their parents pretty often, but it's like dire circumstances in my family. And what happened was I finished my class, went to the bathroom. Which by the way, I held all class. I'm very proud of myself for that. But I was washing my hands and I looked in the bathroom mirror and there was a glare on my scalp that caught my eye and I wanted to cry. I was absolutely shocked. Like, so whoever was in the stall, just like perched in the stall, heard me gasp, the loudest gasp I gasped in my entire life. And it's because I got my first gray hair, at least my first gray hair that I see. And it was terrifying because I was looking. I was like, now I know I haven't gotten highlights or anything like that in a very, very long time. And I'm like, I know I'm not reverting back to blonde hair that I had when I was two. So there was only one answer in that. I have my first gray hair. And I feel bad because she thought I was dying and I just had a gray hair. Yeah. Anyway, up first is an artist that I have really, really been enjoying as of late. I believe that he just dropped his album today and I have not had the chance to listen yet, but it's Tommy Effling, who's a part of like seven different projects on top of his solo stuff. And I don't know, it's very mellow music. I don't know. And I've been listening to him for the past few months and it's just really hitting the autumnal aesthetic. Like, I don't really know. I'm just saying words at this point. But anyway, this is a single that was released a couple weeks ago. That's probably on his new album. And it's Need You Around by Tommy Effling on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Pocketbook where you put down names. All these faces around us. look at me now. So take a 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 look at me now. Now.
lovely listeners. This is Lily here on Biz Girl Radio 101.9 FM. I'm going to try this again. Hello, lovely listeners. This is Lily here on 101.9 FM. Unfortunately, Aaron isn't feeling well, so I'm going to be taking over for the later portion of this Whiplash episode. Aaron, if you're listening, I hope you feel better. Thank you so much for tuning in and hope you all have a wonderful day. Bye.
take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
Waiting here in the dark, hoping that you'll pick me up when I'm a little. Me, the river, and taught me the
Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to a little bit of a takeover here. It's Busy Girl Radio, just 30 minutes early. I'm covering Aaron's slot today for Whiplash. That was just a little bit of the English Beat, who I'm actually seeing in Kentucky with my mom over the Christmas break. I'm really looking forward to that. A bit of Michael Zuzek, who is a Queen student here and a Kingston local, as well as Take Me to the River, a cover by Lorde that I love, and the Rolling Stones. We've got some more great music lined up, and we have a guest in the studio. He's here early, but I don't know if he's going to say hi or not. Do you want to say hi yet?
Hello.
This is Ezra. He's going to be playing some of his music in just a couple minutes here. But for now, we're just going to keep listening. We're going to have a bit of The Police as well as Casador. So you're listening to 101.9 FM. Thanks for tuning in.
I guess you call it cowardice, but I'm not.
A nice big chunk of music here on 101.9 FM. We heard a little bit of The Police as well as Casador with Rip Me Down. That's one of my favorites off their Youth album, as well as Girls and Boys requested by my friend Grace by Blur. Ezra's joining me in the studio in just a couple of minutes to have like a little special guest episode here on Busy Girl Radio. He's got some really good stuff lined up, a lot of classic Canadian artists, so that will be up ahead of us. But for right now, we're going to listen to Is It Like Today, one of my favorites by World Party, and Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, which is really having its moment on TikTok and Instagram and social media. It's such a great song. It's almost like a classic heartbreak. And finally, we're going to finish it up with Ahead by a Century by The Tragically Hip, because Ezra, I know you wanted to play that and we didn't really have enough time. So I hope you're excited for that one. That is considered the Canadian national anthem in my eyes. So that's everything here on 101.9 FM. Hope you're having a lovely Friday afternoon. Thanks for listening. Do you want to say anything, Ezra?
No, but thanks so much for playing Ahead by a Century.
Awesome. All right, here we go.
Ago, hey, the same when you open the veins. And sometimes it was faith, power, or reason as the cornerstone, but the furrowed brow has never left his face. Just a day.
Hello, listeners. We have someone very special in the studio right now. Do you want to say hello, Brynn?
Hi, everybody.
Brynn and I are on the Outdoors Club with Ezra, and she was just hanging out in the studio, and we wanted to bring her on and so she could say hello to everyone. How's your day going, Brynn?
It's going fantastic. Thank you so much for letting me pop on for a bit.
Of course. Love it. Are you a fan of the Tragically Hip?
I am.
It's like a Kingston classic. You gotta like the Tragically Hip if you're gonna live in Kingston. So this is our final song before we have Ezra Greenwood here in the studio on 101.9 FM. We've got Head by a Century by the Tragically Hip. Are you excited, Brynn?
I'm so excited.
Love it. Awesome. Hope everyone's having a great Friday, and see you in just a few minutes.
Listen to our thoughts, illusions of someday, cast in a golden light, no dress rehearsal, this is our